You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, stand by everyone. The Nomad is here. We're going to play a tune or two, or a tune, and then we're going to just have a bit of a yarn. His record just issued on double LP vinyl Infinity, out last week, sold out instantly, even before it hit shelves. So a bit of a special release. Tune in. In about 4 or 5 minutes, we'll have a yarn about what's in store for summer and aka the future.
I'm your bad boy MC, I'm goddamn crazy. When I touch a microphone, something takes over me. I am possessed, I only mix it with the best. I confess, to get it off my chest. Out of the speaker, rolling through the jungle, I'm here to get ya. Polynesian Royal Rumble, another knockout and only round 3. I bling bling bling, ain't nothing but a team. R.I.Z. to the L.A., listen to my DJ with the crossway play. Better stand up, cause you get a better flow. In the studio with my bro, Nomad Audio, to level 3 with the MC's friends line and span. Am I not watching? Just wait and see worldwide with the vibe.
Pushing boundaries and frequencies, we rise to level 3. Pushing boundaries and frequencies, we rise to level 3. Pushing boundaries and frequencies, we rise to level 3. Pushing boundaries and frequencies, we rise to level 3. Level 3.
What's up? Level 3 with a Nomad and an MC. Wellington Arthur Street Styles. Yeah.
There we go, the Nomad, Better Stand Up. We've got Dame on here in the 95 BFM studio. Do you want to throw some headphones on? Or are you, you don't have to.
I have to air free.
You'd prefer to just hear the room. Yeah. Hey, welcome. What an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you. It's an honour to be here.
Very exciting. I've really enjoyed the last few months where there's been a bit of excitement and hype about Infinite coming out on vinyl. And for it to finally arrive last Friday.
Yeah.
And I was lucky. I was very lucky that the good folk at Southbound hooked me up and snagged me a copy, because it basically all sold out on pre-order.
Yeah, the distributor came out through Rhythm Method to pre-orders at the shops about 3 weeks ago, and I think it was sort of 2 days after that they completely sold out. And she gave me a call and she said, "Oh, we've got a bit of a problem, but it's a good problem to have." And Nikki told me what had happened. I was like, "Oh, that's so awesome. That's so cool." And just all the hype, you know, on all the social media sort of strategy stuff that we've been doing, and all the videos and all the posting with all Instagram and stuff. And people have been getting their vinyls and taking photos and tagging me and little videos and stuff. And it's been really interactive. It's been amazing. Oh,
vinyl lovers of Aotearoa, I've seen you. I managed to get my copy last Thursday, and I was like, "Oh, maybe I'll post a photo." And
when did tag. You?
No, I was like,
Get it last Tuesday in the post?
I got it in real life.
Oh, you bet.
But naughty before it went on sale on Friday.
Lucky boy. you should have posted a photo.
I played it. I tell you what, I played it on Thursday here on the radio.
Awesome. How's it sound? All good?
It sounds bloody good, mate. Awesome. I ride my bike to and from work, so I rode home with it. Yeah. Then to ride back, I was just like, oh, I can't.
Thanks, Chris Chetland at Cog Studios for the remastering, bro.
Now, Chris, speaking of Chris and stuff, actually the first, here's my honest confession, people. I kind of, being a true blue North Islander, missed a lot of the gathering and destinations and stuff like that. But I was very well aware of it happening at the time. But it was through the BFM City Library that I actually discovered the Nomad. I got on a bunch of, Subware, which is Chris and Jason Rockbig. Yep. Bunch of compilations like Pills on Tick and the Gathering, the early Gathering CDs, which are all there in the BFM CD library. I was holy shit, who
is
this?
Be with heaps, man.
Who's this dude? The Nomad. The first song I just played is on Pills on Tick, which apparently came out with a box of pills and the beers.
Yeah, I think I remember something like that.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, The Nomad.
Classic.
And just to be like, oh man, this dude is obviously a local legend.
Yeah.
So very excited to have you in the studio. What has been the driving force behind this? Because obviously you've taken a couple of years off music, come back around to it.
Yeah, I've taken, it's like an 8-year break. I've set up a video production company down in Karatere in Westport in Buller. And me and my wife moved down about 8 years ago from Wellington. And I looked at a bit of a sort of look down there and was getting into videography, and I was just like, well, you know what the music industry is like, I need to start trying to make some money. So set up this video production company, and now it's booming, it's just going off. And I was down in Greymouth at the high school about four months ago, and I was doing a series of workshops, one in photography, one in videography, and one in audio production. I went for 2 days and had guest speakers and stuff. One of the kids said to me halfway through my little speech about talking about my life, how I got to here with my music and stuff, said, "Oh," I said, "how long's the Nomad been making music for?" And I worked out the numbers and I said, "Oh, it's been 25 years. And I was like, "Wow, thank you for asking." And then I said in front of the whole class, I said, "Oh, I'm going to go away and produce a limited edition double album vinyl release to celebrate to celebrate the 25 years." And that's why I'm here today.
And the little kid's like, "We're going to hold you to that, Damon. You better do it."
Oh, it was so cool. And then I went down about 2 weeks ago and presented an album to the high school and gave a speech and signed it and got some photos. And it was it's just such a beautiful story behind the whole thing. You know, the mahi's been amazing. And the team of people that I've been working with, I couldn't ask for a better group of people. It's amazing. I'm so lucky.
Beautiful looking record. Now, I mean, obviously this is the first compilation. How does one go about deciding what tracks go on?
It took
on
me 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I know my songs better than anybody else, and I knew what all the hits were and stuff. And I sent it to Ants, man. He was like, we just basically swapped out one song with another song, and it was like, yep, sweet, that's it in the lineup. And same with the second one that's coming out around May next year.
Yes,
is the second 16 track selection, and it's
also a double LP.
It's going to be exactly like this.
Oh, yeah.
Limited edition, gatefold, And it's going to have a digital component where the people will get something very, very special free with it as well. But I won't. I'll keep it a secret.
Just hold off on that.
Yeah.
Hey, I reckon we should play one. I've queued up Blaze, which we did play last Thursday.
Oh, wicked, yes.
But what can you tell us about Blaze?
Sweet Air Sound System. Now, they were based in Sydney. I was living in Melbourne around 2009, and they got in touch. And I worked with a guy called Rage R45, and he used to tour Australia, New Zealand with me. We used to do a lot of gigs together. And he's doing the vocals on that track. And the original was a downbeat, sort of nice, mellow sort of song. They sent me the stems and they said, "No, man, can you remix it?" And I was like, leave it with me. Yeah. And then produced it, and it's one of my favorites too, actually. It's a very, very cool song, and it's some beautiful vocals and lyrics in there, and I like the crossover. And
right, let's hear it. Nomad, Blaze, the Nomad remix. If you can get this on vinyl, mate, hustle. You gotta hustle.
Yeah, and turn it up.
It's still out there.
It is, yeah. I went into Real Groovy, and there's a couple of copies up on the shelf, so I've got a photo.
All right.
Go get it. Go get it. It's an Irish state of mind. It's an Irish state of living. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. This one's for the herb. Dedicated to the ganja smokers out there, blazing up the high grade sense of media. We go for blaze up the fire, 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 fire. Light it up, to God up, pass it to the left and side. Make me feel good, you know, and make me feel an Irish. Roll it up with the burning night. Inhale, exhale. We'll be right back.
Hopefully you got that memo. Nomad Infinite out now on double vinyl featuring Blaze Nomad Remix. Now, Damon, obviously a fixture of the South Island, I guess the early dance culture and festival vibes. Do you have any favourite? I know you've probably covered this off on RNZ over over the weekend, but do you have any favourite, like, outstanding South Island festival moments at the birth, but kind of at the birth of dance culture?
And I think... yeah, it was the Gathering 95, 96 was really special for me because I just started producing music with Paul Runga and Ryan Smith with an act called Locust. And we did we released an EP on cassette, which was really cool. But we performed there live and it was that was my first kind of big outdoor festival where I wasn't actually DJing. I was actually playing my own original music. And for those of you that know The Gathering, you know how much of a special location and place and you know, days of hanging out on that hill is just, it's life-changing. It's amazing.
I had a cousin who we might have been hanging out like the family house down in Taupo around that time. And a cousin came back after The Gathering. And he was like, what is up with our cousin? Yeah. He's so spaced out.
He's changed. He's relaxed.
He's so relaxed after going to The Gathering. Yeah. Stephen Joyce, if you're listening.
He's trying to text all his friends going, what was your name again? it was epic, man. It was just, and Destinations was a really, really big one for me as well. It was just, the production was just so amazing. Like, people, the flyers and the production that went behind it, even though it was in the 90s, was just so incredible. It was just cutting edge.
My nearest and dearest, my partner, went to Destinations a couple of times, and she is like, Destinations was the bee's knees.
Sure it was. Yeah, it was incredible.
I mean, I have nothing to comment on, but apparently the location was just like,
bro, just gate. From looking at you, you'd probably stay there for a month. You won't leave.
Now, the great news is for people out there is you've obviously taken an enormous sort of 8 years is quite the break.
But yeah, it's gone really fast though. It's been crazy. But it's I think sometimes when you take a bit of a break and you do something and you come back at the right time at the right place, it can be very powerful. Especially with a 25-year anniversary thing, it's good timing.
Have you had any offers for big festival shows?
Yeah, I've got a few emails come in for gigs over summer and stuff, which has been really cool. We're just sort of negotiating a few bits and pieces, so I'm not commenting.
What is the Nomad in 2023-24 look like as a live offering?
Oh, a live offering. So for these gigs, I've got obviously for the gig at the Mothership on Friday the 13th of October.
Do you catch that? Friday the 13th of October, people.
Yeah, we've got guest vocalists that are jumping up on stage, and some of them are kind of a little bit of a secret. And we've also got Tim Budgeon, who does a lot of visuals for Shapeshift. He's doing visuals at the gigs. A live saxophone player. We've got Andy Chronic playing in Auckland at the Mothership. And MC Ants Man, who is the brother from Day Dot, he's coming along as the MC for the evening. And then we have different guests... vocalists come off on different tracks.
Is it a big hoona of a live set? Is it a couple of hours?
It's a couple of hours. I'll try not to go over time. But I also I would like to DJ for 20 minutes at the end, some drum and bass, please.
It's sick.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing. Then Christchurch at the Loons in Lyttelton on the Friday the 10th of November, and that's looking massive as well. Got Tali coming down with her partner,
rad.
Which is going to be sick.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Now, obviously, this I guess we have alluded to it, but Infinite is just a first edition. There's going to be a second edition.
Yeah, well, we've got the Chris is mastering the second 16 tracks as we speak, and Francis will have a little wee bit of a break and then get back into the design for the next one, and it's like part two of a two-part series. So we're doing this one and then the second one. The next one's a little bit more better stand up. Where are you? You know, check the pitch with the Mad Professor. All those kind of a little bit more
my inspiration.
Slightly bit more underground tip, but all but really amazing tunes as well. Mm-hmm. And we've got like a digital asset that we're doing with it as well, which is going to be a bit of a surprise when you buy it. It's going to be amazing.
Man,
very excited. Yeah.
Awesome.
And just to have like this tangible piece of art, you know, it's like you pull the record out and put it on. My mates are buying the vinyl and they're having to go off and buy turntables now. So it's like, oh, I just bought a $100 record. Now I've got to buy a $1,000 turntable. You're a pain in the ass, Nomad.
It sounds cool. Amazing.
Thanks, Simon.
I have had a listen to it right through the weekend. It's a great compilation. If you can get your hands on one, as mentioned, I think there's a couple at Real Groovy.
Yeah, go down now, quick.
Yeah.
Otherwise, buy the whole lot and then sell them for more next year.
come to the shop, Mothership, on October.
Yeah, Friday the 13th of October.
Okay, and we're also hustling. Maybe we get a Nomad Live set up here.
Yeah, I'm keen as. Yeah, me and Ant-Man. It'd be sick, actually. It'd be amazing, yeah.
All right, now speaking of destinations, let's go out on destinations.
Beautiful, good choice. Yeah.
Cheers, brother.
Thank you.
Total pleasure.
Oh, it's an honour to be here.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.